If you were pressed to do it, could you name the top four minerals your body needs to function? Calcium, potassium, and sodium are three, and magnesium is the fourth. Yep, that stuff in the icky liquid you maybe had to drink when you were constipated, if you were, and the reason Granny soaked your feet in a bath of Epsom salt. Both have magnesium. Magnesium is a big deal, and we almost never hear about it. Would you care to guess what percentage of people are deficient in magnesium? The Eating Liberty Podcast, episode 264, Food and Freedom, once a week for life. Hello, folks. Dan Reed here. Welcome back to the show. I am a former head baker and former head chef. I have done the cooking and the baking, and now I'm looking deeper into food. Food is more than fuel. Food can make us well or unwell, and that's where my cook curiosity is taking me. Join me as I learn about the nutrients that make up our foods and why we need them. I crave sugary foods after I eat. I always have. Even with a very altered diet from previous years, previous life, which includes very few grains or starches, after I eat, my body is expecting something sweet. I have found that blue cheese and walnuts is a satisfying substitute since they're both rich and fatty. Salty homemade peanut butter and whole butter together also scratches that itch mostly. Now, it isn't a perfect substitute, but it's better than a handful of chocolate chips or Reese's Pieces or Snickers bars or whatever else there is. I commented about that craving on a friend's Facebook page. Now, I can't recall the question that he posed, but his response was interesting. He said, maybe I have a magnesium deficiency. Well, maybe I do. I looked at a few sites, and it seems the range of Americans who are magnesium deficient is between 50 and 80%. That seems like a lot. Seems at least safe to say this is a common problem, and it is a problem. Now, let me make a few points clear for the overlords. I am not a doctor. I don't even play one on this podcast. I am not giving medical advice, and I am not prescribing anything. If you need medical advice, see your healthcare provider. Point number two. Covering the how and why of magnesium deficiency in one podcast is too much. I don't think it could be done in 10 podcasts. There's a lot of information online, and much of it seems to contradict the very next thing you read. Getting a straight, simple answer is one of my biggest frustrations when reading about pretty much anything food and health, or vitamins and nutrients. I know magnesium isn't food exactly, but it can be sourced from foods. Point three, I have been slightly critical of our government overlords overlording in nearly all areas of our lives. How or why should we trust that the recommended daily allowance of any mineral is right? I asked that question of two smart people who study health and food, and the basic response was, what else you got? Yes, government can be less than plain, but micronutrients are seemingly much less politicized than macronutrients, and so the RDA seems a good place to start. The recommended daily allowance of magnesium for men is 420 milligrams per day and 320 milligrams per day for women. That's the easy part. Why are we magnesium deficient? Well, here's a partial list. the standard American diet, which includes high sugar, high polyunsaturated fatty acids, refined flours, and chemicals you can't plant, pick, or pronounce, and a sentence I can't say. Inferior farming practices. That's less obvious, but plants that are magnesium deficient make animals or food products that are magnesium deficient. Nerd alert. Some of the science about this gets deep fast. I'm mostly restating some of what I read since biochemistry isn't my strength. And I'm not claiming to necessarily have absorbed, that's actually a micronutrient joke, everything that I've read, but I can certainly comprehend the base part of the message. It seems every cell of every living thing, ant to corn to cow to you, requires energy in the form of ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate. If the soil is poor in magnesium, and one site suggested the massive amounts of fertilizer used don't include magnesium, they are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, then the main elements in the fertilizer obviously exclude magnesium. So anything that grows in that soil is magnesium deficient, and anything that eats that plant will be too. Poor soil makes magnesium deficient plants, which makes magnesium deficient animals, which makes magnesium deficient humans. Reiterate the point. Okay, big deal. We've gone this long as humans, and there doesn't seem to be an issue. Why is magnesium so important? The human body is wildly complex and complicated. A lot of what happens just happens, or doesn't, and we never really seem to know about that. Magnesium is involved in hundreds of enzymatic activities in every cell all the time. They never stop. As stated on the Ancient Minerals website, magnesium, quote, allows enzymes to function properly, which in turn enable a vast majority of the body's chemical reactions, end quote. Enzymes do a lot of heavy lifting in the cells by various chemical reactions. If enzymes are the lifter, magnesium is the spotter, making sure that the enzyme can lift the load. Now, it's an imperfect analogy, and if you don't lift weights, it's meaningless to you. The main point is the enzymes cannot do the job without magnesium to help. Some of the specific tasks from that same Ancient Minerals website are breaking down glucose and fat, creating RNA and DNA, regulating cholesterol production, and producing proteins, enzymes, and antioxidants. The question was, why do we need magnesium? And the answer is, for the complete and efficient operation of our bodies. What happens when there isn't enough magnesium to help with the heavy lifting? Cholesterol can get out of control. Insulin resistance builds and metabolic syndrome can develop. Those sound familiar as outcomes of the standard American diet. And if you need a visual reminder of what happens when the body gets a little out of control, go shopping. Look at the people in the grocery store. If you look at the keto folks, and the paleo folks, and the carnivore folks, and that might be the same, one reason they might appear healthier is the omission of processed commercial foods. For the most part, they are cooking from scratch and avoiding packets of heat and eat foods. Since many of us are magnesium deficient, just eat more magnesium-rich foods. Perfect solution, right? Well, yes and no. I mentioned there was less politics in micronutrients, but there's not no politics. One site listing high food and magnesium seems clearly on the anti-animal plan. Clear to me. You may not agree with me. EatThis.com website lists some seeds and grains and vegetables as good sources of magnesium, and they are not alone, by the way, in vegetables and plant-based foods as high sources of magnesium. Then, EatThis.com highlights the line that, quote, animal products, beef, chicken, and fish, are all low sources of magnesium, end quote, and start the meat list with mackerel, with 82 milligrams of magnesium for a 3-ounce portion. To their editorial credit, they point out that mackerel is the only animal considered to be a great source of magnesium, and then point out that chicken, 2% milk, and farmed Atlantic salmon, sidebar, do not eat farmed Atlantic salmon, end sidebar, are about equal in magnesium to bananas and avocados. Contrasted to an average whole banana of 32 milligrams, it seems like Eat This has a clear preference and possibly even an agenda. Pumpkin seeds and Swiss chard are the only two entries on their list that have more magnesium per serving than that mackerel. The point here is read carefully. Despite the challenges of poor soil making poor crops, food sources remain a good source of magnesium. The other source is supplements. That's a whole other kettle of fish, which I will dabble in just a little bit. Here's a short list of some of the ways magnesium helps your body help you. Manage type 2 diabetes. Ease constipation. Improve mental health. Assist with sleep regulation. Support heart health. Every one of those items on that list was qualified to say magnesium might or could or may help with this or that. I'm not a fan of qualifications, and I'm going to do one. They seem lawyerly, like they're protecting something that isn't so. And just as what might happen on the good side, here's a list of some symptoms that might be, see what I did there, from symptoms that might be from long-term magnesium deficiency. And just as that might be a list of what happens on the good side, here's a list of some symptoms that might be, see what I did there, from long-term magnesium deficiency. These are pretty general symptoms, may have more than one source. Here's part of the list from the Journal of Nutrition and Food Sciences webpage. Quote, symptoms such as muscle weakness, cramps, fatigue, neurological and cardiovascular dysfunction, reduced bone mineralization, and strength, end quote. Now, like I said, that could be a lot of sources for those kinds of symptoms. Supplements of magnesium come in a variety of forms. Now, it's possible they come in liquid. I doubt it. I've only seen them coming in tablet forms, but there's the magnesium part and then something else attached. Magnesium citrate or magnesium carbonate or magnesium glycinate, and there's a few other ones. In any case, food or supplement, magnesium is absorbed in the small intestine. Those added compounds from the supplements are called counterions. One of my biochemist friends told me that. I don't know how each counterion functions. I don't know why it's there. I don't know why there's more than one choice. but I do know that they exist. At least two more points. Magnesium doesn't necessarily play well with other minerals or vitamins. Calcium can lower magnesium. Calcium from cheese is enough to do that. Vitamin D requires magnesium to become bioavailable. Diuretics can reduce magnesium. Many of the kinds of medications we take for problems caused by the standard American diet, those medications are things like antacids, acid blockers, antibiotics, steroids, and more drugs, also deplete magnesium. It's an almost insane web of this helps and this doesn't, and it's a wonder any of us are walking upright. If you want your magnesium checked, a blood test won't help very much. Serum magnesium, the stuff in your blood, is a very low percent of your whole body magnesium. I almost said metabolism. From what I've read, somewhere near 1% is what's in your blood. The rest of the stuff is in cells and muscles, and I guess muscles are cells, but it's in you, not in your blood. There are plenty of good reasons to, it seems, to get enough magnesium. Stress. I forgot to mention stress. Stress is a source of magnesium depletion. Now, here's the real kicker. There's that, oh crap, I'm late for work stress, and the, oh crap, I've just been given 5 days of work to do in 4 hours stress. And then there's the, my body is overfed and undernourished stress that you don't feel in your heart and in your head. It's the stress we never see or feel or experience until there's a problem, and then there's a problem, and that makes more stress. Mackerel is a good source of magnesium, as mentioned. I don't know if that means the whole mackerel family. I don't even know if anchovies and sardines are mackerels, but legumes and artichokes are also good sources of magnesium. Okra is a decent source of magnesium, and I just found out by researching for this article, for this podcast, that it's also a pretty good source of essential and inessential amino acids. So, man, that's exciting. That makes next year's garden planting easier to plan. I learned more than I expected about magnesium, and I hope you learned something about it too. The quest included learning why low magnesium created or perpetuated my sweet tooth. And to that, I have no answers. That remains a mystery. All right, folks, that's going to do it. I'll add 3 links to sources at the bottom of the show notes page, right after the script that the script that I used, which will be also posted on the show notes page just below the music banner for Matt Bankert. The last link on that list is a doozy. It's a very long post, mostly readable by the layman, but there is some egghead stuff in it. But it's got, this is, you don't even, I mentioned you read one site and you get contradictory information in the next site. You don't even have to go to another site. You get all of it on one page of, it's worth a read, but it's, and it frustrates me just because it doesn't, everything causes magnesium depletion. So it just, it doesn't have a sunny side, but it is information worth having. Have a good week, and I'll see you soon.